You had your hand up, sweetheart. You had your hand up before.
Okay. So I could share some experiences of.
Share what you've seen that has amazed you in terms of seeing what couldn't be seen before that.
Oh, okay. I really saw that the mind and the emotions were like clouds covering this beauty. And I experienced it. And after that, I knew how to get back to this beauty. It's just so amazing. It's just like, you know, it was so clear. There was a time when my mind was just off to the side for like 2.5 weeks. It was like, two or three yards away, and I could hear the talk going on, but it wasn't me, it was just so clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was even hard to talk normally after that period of time, because I saw it was the same for everybody. We all just mm-hmm. thought that we were I, Jeannie, you, Jim, so-and-so, but we're this spacious, exquisite energy. Big. And I just, it just changed the way I looked at everything, the words I spoke. And,
mm-hmm.
And also, you know, then the mind came back and it kind of, there'd be a forgetting, but then there, you never can forget. It's like once you've seen the sun, you know it's there, even though there are always clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes in a sharing, like in a group, I was in a business group, and we'd share with partners, and we'd just look at each other and we'd each share, and in the 2 or 3 minutes, this energy, just, you know, I would see it transform people. Their right. faces would change in front of me. It's very beautiful to see. It has nothing to do with me. It's just this energy that's here. It's everywhere.
Good, thank you. Dr. Bill?
Well, you know, to save money on gas, I've been riding the bus along Santa Monica Boulevard. And after last Thursday, we were up on this bus stop, 4 or 5 people waiting. The bus was late, very late. And I've been lately following this mantra, walking along saying, God loves me, God loves me. It's supposed to take the place of all this, he said, she said, and next time I'll do, you know. Just fill your mind with God loves me. I was sitting there saying, God loves me, God loves me. And it suddenly occurred to me that these cars were coming by that stop at the stop sign, and I see these anxious looks on their faces, and I started to say, God loves you, under my breath. I'm sort of murmuring, God loves you, God loves you, God loves you. And you see the tension and so on in their faces. Anyway, I was feeling better and better doing it. I felt great doing this. And then the bus came, and people were grumbling, and they were unhappy, and they were looking at their watches, and they were impatient. And I thought, that's very strange. There's about 5 people at this bus stop. 4 of them are grumbling, and 1 of them is radiant. I'm just feeling wonderful, because I felt I'd been giving something. And the people weren't getting it, but maybe they were at some level. You know, they're anxious, they're tired, they're sitting behind the wheel of the car, waiting for the light to change. And I know what that's like, but I felt I was radiating something, and I felt very, very good. And I thought, boy, we really got something going here to feel that good. I mean, because it was a time not too long ago where I'd be one of the 5 looking at my watch and grumbling and complaining.
I think you have a challenge in this town, though. I'm not from here, so I came to LA, and nobody looks at anyone. Everybody's like, you know. So if you're gonna like do your mantra and like actually get someone to enjoy it, it's you've got a challenge, so hats off to you for the effort. Because they have to look at you first, right?
Well, it felt good. It felt
good. I bet.
You can say, God loves you.
Yeah.
It right at you, say, God loves you. Which I'm sure is true.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But, you know, getting the connection is the challenge of the city, I think.
They look at you in Los Angeles, but they look at
you,
oh yeah, with that look of, I hope you die.
It's just eye contact is completely absent in this town. You know, you're in the car, and you put your signal on, and you know, and like, you're looking at people like, I don't know, it's a bizarre kind of phenomena that, even, I lived in other cities,
yeah.
And this is a more extreme example of that.
Once you sit in the car, you have to throw everything else out.
Must
as soon
be.
As you say in the car, so
that's it. All normal modes of behavior are gone.
Go away.
But no, my friend, she likes to hike, and she went on a hiking trail. And she was hiking, and I'm from Vancouver, right? British Columbia. Vancouver, everybody hikes.
Oh, that's it.
Everybody does it, right? And you're hiking, and people coming down the mountain, you go, hey, how you doing? And
no.
Hey, how you doing? And it's all just like, it's a hiker's world. And here, yeah, she's like, she said, I said hi to a couple of people, and they looked at me like, you know. So it's a challenge in this town, I think. So that's all.
They probably thought you want something from them.
Yeah, you know, you're going to ask a question that, I don't know.
Well, you've got to remember people want it just as much as people in other places. It's that they're so turned off. They're so
good point.
They're convinced that there's nothing here for them.
Interesting.
Except until I get home, maybe they can smile.
Interesting.
But they feel it out in the strangers.
Or maybe someone wants to get something from you, so therefore they're just focus being very strange and not looking at one.
Yeah. Well, I was giving them something. So.
And you were. They didn't know it, that's all. But you know it. That's the important thing.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I did it for me.